Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. After a special meeting on how the expense of hosting the International Pathfinders Camporee should be divided, the City, County, and Land Board voted 6-1 to pass an amended agreement in which the City and County will be splitting up to $1.5 million for the amphitheater, and the Land Board will pick up any additional expenses. According to the news record, Land Board member Larry Mills was the only no vote, stating that he was hesitant because in his experience, forcing things ends up costing someone money. And if the event was such a good deal, the Land Board would have figured out how to put on the event without the help of the city and the county. One of the men suspected in the Fox Park robbery has been charged. Noah Webb was bound over to district court on felony aggravated robbery after entering the home and threatening the occupants with a knife. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The trial of a man accused of shooting at his friend has begun. The news record reports Peter Maynard is charged with attempted second-degree murder, aggravated assault, and possession of a deadly weapon with unlawful intent. He's pleaded not guilty to all three charges. He's being tried for firing a gun at his friend after an argument, stating that his friend also had a weapon. The prosecution contends that the friend was in fear for his life. The search for an athletic director for the Gillette Community College District is underway and has received substantial interest. According to the news record, more than 30 people have submitted applications. Over the next few weeks, applicants who have completed the application packet will be vetted. The open position has drawn interest from Wyoming residents and from as far away as Louisiana and California. The College District Board would like to fill the position by early October. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.